Sister Rot. My unruly Sister Rot inhales steak for breakfast. She is always hungry. It disappears into the red abyss, her voluptuous mouth, a perfectly round volcanic mouth. Some say it's an entrance to hell. Better put a lock on it, so nothing can enter. Or even worse, something escapes. The sweet feeling of the angular cut of a shattered word, rotten. Her body has a dark spot. Quite a few dark spots. How could you miss that? A soft carpet of black, green and white. But Sister Rot has no concern for her spotted fur, or her roaring laughter, always hissing and spitting muddy sounds. We drive all day on roads of volcanic rocks. Sister Rot stalks the edges of the world. I just stalk Sister Rot. My shadow goes before me, and before my shadow goes Sister Rot. No one dares to watch when she swells, she shrinks, she leaks. Once she bleached her hair so hard that even her spirit looked desaturated. I thought she looked beautiful with her eyes like oil spill. Black rivers of liquid rot. In my mouth lives a wild tongue. It yearns to know the edge of the world. But unlike my sister, I carry cosmic fear. And a little locked door on top of my red mouth. Silence is the cosmos of women, so I heard. Myths are made, myths escape from the mouth, then the nape. Sister Slow. In a small village by a narrow fjord at what seemed to be at the very end of the world lived Sister Slow. She was the last descendant of a long line of fingery beings, a family of thread makers. Or at least that's how the story goes. If it weren't for the persistent insistence of the bell ringer claiming that she was in fact the granddaughter of the farmer's second wife, one could have easily concluded that she had simply materialized from darkness. The villagers only occasionally caught a glimpse of her, always in the deep of night and often appearing to be moving in circles. This nightly ritual naturally caused a lot of confusion and curiosity. During the day, she was nowhere to be found, until she appeared lazing about in the dusk, her shadow growing big in volume. Rumors had it that she was a very skilled basket weaver, yet no one had seen a finished piece in years. Sister Slow. Sister Slow. Slacking the day away. Possibly not human at all. Certainly defective. Caught pulsating over black volcanic rocks. Unfriendly tongues whispered, it is common for spiders to eat their own web daily to recoup some of the energy used in spinning. There were stories of an unruly youth and a certain Sister Rot scheming with a bag of stars and a mouse skull doing God knows what with who knows what. Sister fled, Slow lost her roaming and gathering privileges. Bound to a quiet life lived along the lines, feeding on the lactic moonlight. She was left to her own devices, falling outside of public interest. But then a net appeared, a beautifully, intricately woven net, laboriously knotted, made of human hair, containing only one blue pebble. One of the women had it. Where did this come from? Certainly not Sister Slow. Slow doesn't work. Slow is slow. Slow is sluggish, always sleeping. A net, a basket, a sack, a sling, a container, a holder, a recipient. The tensile strength of spider silk to carry weight of steel. No adventurer should leave home without a sack. something to carry home the catch of the day. Perhaps she was human after all, certainly a woman. But what use did women have of nets? The villagers start flocking her house. First came the fishermen, then the hunters, then the farmers, then the gatherers. Spin for us, little lurker, they chanted. The belly of the universe, the womb of things to be.